Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
I just found a charge in my checking account for $67.32 that I didn't authorize.
Okay.
I don't even know what this is for.
Okay, can I please have your zip code?
It's six. Wait a minute. All of a sudden, I forgot. Wow. Jeez, what's the matter with me? Sorry. Six, 4801.
And your first and last name?
Marilyn Haupt.
Okay, can you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
It's 232 South Forest Avenue in Joplin, Missouri.
Okay, thank you for that. Bear with me, it's still loading.
I'm sorry? Sorry?
I said it's still loading, bear with me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I see that you entered in for a chance to win an ice maker.
Yeah.
One of those terms and conditions that have to be agreed upon in order to enter in, it does state that you'd also be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With that subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month.
$125 gift card for what? What
the
can I use
gadget
that on?
Store?
Oh, you know, I can't do that. I'm on a fixed income, and I don't have extra $67 a month.
We can cancel out the account to prevent all future charges. Would you like for me to do that?
Yes, but I need a refund on this one because I didn't have the money in my account for that.
I can issue you a 35% refund.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. That's more than, less than half.
You're still going to use the $125 gift card sent to you via email, most likely in your spam folder.
Huh. Well, I need to cancel, so do what you can do.
Okay, that refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account. Would you like the cancellation confirmation number?
Yeah, hold on till I can write it down. Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 261054210.
210. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right, bye.